And you know who follows Dana?
Yes, I do.
It is Ben Shapiro.
Yes, it
is. Heard each day right here on KLIF starting at 2 p.m., 2 to 4 p.m. And guess who we have on the line this morning?
I'm going to guess Ben Shapiro.
Very good. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So we understand that you have a new book that came out called The Right Side of History, How Reason and Moral Purpose Made the West Great. Tell us about your book.
So the book is basically a take on why it is that we are so angry at each other. You know, we live in the freest, most prosperous time in human history. The West is the freest, most prosperous place in human history. And yet people are really angry at each other. And my thesis is essentially that people are angry at each other because all the things that we used to have in common, we no longer have in common. And the most basic of those are these shared principles of Western civilization that were handed down and developed over the course of 3,000 years, and that we are summarily discarding in favor of these revolutionary ideas, whether it's socialism or the tribalism of intersectionality and white supremacy. And these ideas are being thrown away because we don't have enough familiarity with what made our civilization great in the first place.
I wonder if it also has something to do with the fact that we have so darn much time on our free time on our hands, and we have so much freedom of expression. As I'm fond of saying, the Constitution guarantees the right to free speech, but it doesn't insist on it, and a lot of people should just shut the hell up. You think the Internet has a lot to do with it?
I do think that there's no question the Internet makes bad ideas more available. It also allows people who have terrible ideas to find like-minded people who also have terrible ideas. But yeah, I'm not sure that really answers the question insofar as what you see from some of the data are that without regard to Internet use, people still feel really polarized from each other. So maybe it's a bleed down from the Internet. That's certainly possible. But I think it's also possible that we as a society may have just kind of lost our way, and we don't share in common what we used to share in common. We don't have common definitions of things you need to have a common definition of if you want to share a civilization. We don't think of freedom in the same way. We don't think of liberty in the same way. We don't think of responsibility in the same way. And unless we return to some sort of common definition, what exactly are we sharing here other than some borders?
Our society evolved over thousands of years, but you argue in your book that we could lose sight of all this in one generation. That's crazy. How do we stop that from happening?
I mean, I think that the key is to actually re-engage with the roots of the civilization. So what I say in the book is that there are really two forces that have combined to make Western civilization what it is. One is the Judeo-Christian value system that undergirds Western civilization in the United States in particular, the morals and values that we were all sort of brought up with. And the other was the idea of Greek reason, the idea that we are independent actors who have the capacity to understand the universe around us and a responsibility to apply that reason to the world using evidence and discussion. And we've kind of discarded both of those things. That's what you're seeing right now, where people yell at each other and then retreat to identity politics when their ideas fail. This is what you see when you see people saying that their emotions matter more than any sort of evidence that you can provide them. That sort of stuff is destructive to a civilization. And unfortunately, it plays out in the political sphere in pretty obvious ways. But it's also dividing us not just along right-left lines, but along scientific, non-scientific lines, as you see from the debate over, for example, transgenderism. It's dividing us along lines of race, where you see people retreating to their tribes and then suggesting that it's impossible to understand me because your experience is not my experience, or suggesting that my race is better than your race. This sort of stuff is actually more natural to human beings than being decent and thinking of each other as individuals. And it's easy to revert to it if you're not educated in why being treated as an individual matters.
Well, it's heady stuff, and it's very interesting, and it's obvious that you have a very deep intellectual mind, and we're just going to urge everybody to give your show a listen here on KLIF every day at 2 o'clock. And again, your book is called what?
The Right Side of History.
All right. By Ben Shapiro. Ben, thank you very much. It was nice talking with you.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. And again, you can hear Ben from 2 until 4 every day here on KLIF.